Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Start and Finish. This file will do two things. It will help you start and finish things. From small little tasks to big projects, this file will give you some guidance and help to begin and end those projects. It might be difficult to begin things, to find a moment of when to start. And just as much, even if you have already started something, it can be just as difficult to finish them. Now you might have noticed that I have a lot of stuff online. On my websites, I've made a lot, but it's not everything that I've started. It's not everything that I've finished. So maybe the things that I found out when I did all these things will be helpful to you. Now keep in mind that these are simple suggestions, ideas. Perhaps they are of use to you. Perhaps you need something else. But thank you for being willing to listen for a little while. And who knows? Maybe you'll do something absolutely fantastic. It would be right, of course, to begin at the start. Before you want to start anything, usually there are a lot of thoughts, ideas, planning, and there can be reasons for doing meticulous planning, but in a way that's already starting a project. See, as soon as something is concrete and you've already started planning, you've begun the project itself, in a way. So I'm talking about the step before then, before even the planning itself. One of the reasons why you might not want to start is that you're worried if you can't finish it. But is that a reason to never start? If you never start, you can also never finish. It's okay to start many things. It's completely fine to just try out as many things as you like, whether you finish them or not. Because once you learn to begin stuff, you already start having experiences. You build up knowledge of the things that you've begun. And if you do start planning, don't plan too long. Put them in motion. Learn from mistakes. Try out strange new things and see where it brings you. And the good thing is, you can start things in private if you want. You can do things as often and as varied as you like, your way. You can keep it to yourself because there is no reason to share it if you don't want to. And whatever you want to do, or try to do, start, begin, do it. let it happen. And if you make mistakes, see them as an opportunity to learn. But, like I said, I also wanted to talk about finishing things. You cannot finish what you didn't start. So we had to start at the beginning. But at some point, you're already busy with things, and you want to finish a project. There are several things that can stand in the way. One of the most common one is perfection. See, in this world, there is no such thing. There is no such thing as a perfect result. Whatever you make, whatever you do, the image in your mind will always be slightly better than what you make. And that's okay. At some point, you have to decide that it's enough, that what you made is okay, good even, really good. And then maybe, just maybe, you'll actually make something excellent. And the more you do it, the more you learn from every good thing that you finish, you become a little bit better. Every artist has to start with a sketch. Every painter with a simple stroke of the brush. And their first painting won't be as nice as the most recent one. So it's okay to finish things, to accept that something is done, even though it's not perfect. Put it out there for yourself as something that you've finished. Don't worry about finishing everything, as long as you finish some things. I have made a lot of things, but I have not finished them all. And many of the things that I've finished, I know are not perfect. But that's okay. Every little flaw is a chance for me to improve. Everything you finish is a chance for you to let it go and move on to the next project. If you don't finish it, it's more difficult to let it go. And whenever you want to begin, look at stuff that you haven't finished yet. Work on it. Maybe even finish it. Closing it, letting it go. And who knows what you can achieve if you do? Who knows what greatness you will grow to become? I'm sure that you're going to surprise me. You'll be proud of yourself. Pride in your work is allowed. It's okay to recognize the flaws, as well as recognize the effort that you put into it. Start and finish. Do them both. At your pace, in your way, learn that finishing is a way to let go, and starting is a way to learn even more. Good luck, and feel free to share what you finished.